sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it, second wind represent, white shit kid, I never stepped in it, I reckon it's older.
Yo,
than the
what's
Testament.
Up, this is Techquila. This is the podcast where we talk about tech. Today we are trying a new segment. I have longtime friends, longtime guests on the show, Eric Shulkin and Nina Hernandez, to help me out with kind of like feeling out this new segment. This new segment, I think it was Eric the one that came up with the name, but we are calling Easter Egg.
Extremely original. So
there we go. It's where we come at you with what games we're playing right now and why we like it and why you should play it. And that's it. And so the way we're going to do this is we're going to start with a shot, and that's the only shot. And then we're just going to kind of like chill and drink a beer or whatever as we talk about our shit. I'm in DC right now.
I forgot to get my beer. One second. Okay.
Go run and get your beer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in DC. And so I went to a distillery here called Republic Restoratives, which is a DC-based, women-owned and founded distillery. Really cool. Been following them for a bit. And I got their bourbon, which is their bourbon is a Kentucky-style bourbon. But anyway, yeah, I got this bourbon from Republic Restoratives, women-owned. Women-founded distillery here, straight bourbon, so 2 years aged and then finished in used rum barrels. I'm excited to try this. And then I have is this a local beer that I have to follow up? From Jailbreak Brewing Company? Where are you from? I don't know where you're from. You may or may not be local, but they're Hefeweizen. Anyway, what are you guys having?
I've got You go ahead.
I'm just going to say I'm going to shotgun a Lone Star.
You're going to shotgun the whole thing.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
You think I'm
putting
joking
us all to shame
about that? Yeah.
No, I know you. I know you're...
I feel that like that's fair. That's equivalent to a shot.
I suppose
yes,
so.
Absolutely.
One drink.
I suppose so.
I suppose. You're very kind.
Takes more skill, I would say. I mean,
a lot
to
more
not
skill.
Let... Just more spit back up in your nose.
Yeah, just more concentration. Yeah.
Well, I've got a gin I forgot about for a year. I think
the joy.
Yeah, ooh. I think it's like the Beef Eater. It had the London Guard guy on it.
Forgot
we were doing this. Yeah, no, it's fine. Forgot we were taking a shot, so I looked in my freezer. No tequila today. Sorry.
It's literally none of us.
Yeah. And I've got to follow that up, a Blue Point Toasted Lager. Very underrated beer, in my opinion.
There you go.
On sale for $10.
For six?
Ten. Pack of six.
Damn, that's wild.
Pretty good, right? And they're all like, at the cash register, they're like, no, it's 12. I'm like, why don't you check again?
Oh, dang.
I'm trying to save $2 here, okay? Living in New York City.
How dare you?
Come on.
How dare you charge me the extra $2? Okay, I'm ready.
Almost,
let's just do this.
Almost raised a ruckus. I almost did.
You should.
Okay.
Almost
it sounded
raised
like you
a
did.
Ruckus.
I did, actually. Yeah, you're right. I did.
It's the most suburban thing I've ever heard in my life.
Westchester. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Fuck it. Let's just do this. Okay, I'm going
right,
to count down.
Let's go to it.
And then I guess, Nina, take your time. I don't want to rush you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right.
Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, man. That is good. I straight up just swigged out the bottle because I couldn't finish the shot glass.
God, that was bad.
Yeah, shooting gin is not a thing that people should do.
Ooh. I like tequila much better.
Tequila is the ideal thing to shoot. Do you feel like you can conquer the world after that shotgun? I always feel like I can.
Man,
nice.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Pardon me.
That was dope.
Excuse me, gentlemen. man, I feel that in my gut. Woo, damn. No, literally no one who cares about themselves should really shoot, Jin.
Correct. This is a correct statement. I endorse this statement. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's pretty rough activity.
I'd like to lay down. No, actually.
I'm ready for a nap.
Nina, I want you to start. Just like fresh off that shotgun.
Oh, okay.
Off the dome.
Well, okay, so house flippers.
okay, so I heard this game and I was like, no way. Is this what I think it is?
No way. It is kind of like, it reminds me of like Goat Simulator in a way.
Okay. Just
like being extremely specific.
So what's, like, so a give specific a kinda brief pitch and then like platforms and then talk about it.
Okay, so basically it's, I mean, in this world, or, you know, in this era of like everything can be a sim and everything can, you know, everything that you're interested in,
right,
you can do for, on your ass. It's a house flipping game. It's called House Flipper. It's developed by, I'm not sure how to say their name, Empyrean. Empyrean Games.
I have no idea.
Yeah, me either. Supposedly indie, although everybody fucking claims that these days.
I know.
And so basically, it's like it's just a sim for somebody that's trying to get a house flipping business off. So you start in like a shack that's run down. Every time you go into it, it's trashed.
Okay.
And you like start doing you start like doing odd jobs, like fixing up how, like fixing up garages or yeah, like a nursery or, mm-hmm, you know, whatever you build, you work your way up, and then all of a sudden you're buying houses, and then you're buying like, you know, kinda slightly less shittier houses. And yeah. and basically, like, you know, you go do everything for, it's really satisfying to do everything from like, you know, picking up trash to like painting the walls, you know, installing the appliances.
Wait, you pick up the trash? Is it like Sims where there's an avatar, or are you just like clicking on the trash and then it goes out?
No, it's first person, so you're clicking on it, and it's, yeah, and you like the, it's not the best right now. Like, I'm eager to see them update it, you know, to make like the window cleaning a little bit less annoying, mm-hmm, and some of like iron out some of the mechanics. Obviously, the graphics aren't great. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, if you've ever like wanted to experiment on flipping houses, like, do, like from painting the walls, like trying to do the wiring, knocking down walls and shit.
I'm literally looking it up right now.
It's
pretty cool.
So you would say before I take the career plunge into flipping houses, I should try this out first to put my toe in the water.
Like, I'm honestly, like, I would have to talk to somebody who is an actual house flipper, mm-hmm, like that's played this, to see if they like, if there's any kind of, if the economics fit, because you do have a budget and you have to earn money and stuff. But so I don't know about that, but I mean, it's interesting. I like it.
So okay. Is this the kind of game where you like play for like 5 minutes at a time, and, you know, or is it like more of like an hour long sit down session? You know what I'm saying? Or is it like a quick, fun, lighthearted thing? Or
I would say both. I would say you could play this like just at a random time, like during your lunch break, or you could play this like at from like 1 to 3 a.m. if you're so
that's
inclined.
Prime game time, by the way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it is.
That's prime time.
This is on Mac and PC, I see, on the Steam store, at least.
Yes, it's on Steam.
Steam. Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
Some up-and-comer named Steam.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming all our games are on Steam, so maybe I should just open the Steam app.
Yeah. And so what drew you to this game in the first place?
I like shit like this.
Simulations.
So much like if you're considering a career as a goat, you should play Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
Right? You start
just more like sandbox shit that you can.
Yeah, I feel
like,
you.
You know, for people who always liked like the house building or the, you know, the come up part of GTA, or, you know what I mean? That kind of, like the mini game part of games,
or that's even like
more what it's geared towards, I guess.
I feel like the people who like Roller Coaster Tycoon and shit like that, or like Sims or whatever,
uh-huh,
might dig this shit.
I feel like I'm on the cusp of digging it. It
almost.
I don't know if it would be too boring for you, but
no, Dan loves boring shit.
Oh yeah, he's the king of that.
Thanks, guys.
That what's your favorite game?
Thanks,
Dan?
Guys.
That Solarium get no, not Solarium.
Like Stellaris.
Stellaris. Oh my god, I've watched you play that sometimes. Like, and you're like explaining stuff to me. You're like, no, like you don't understand. Like the lizard men are anxious. Like I don't know. Like, it was so boring from my perspective. But you were loving it so much. So this seems good for you. Yeah.
So there you go. Heard it here first.
And it's only like $20.
Yeah, I love the. I love the visuals here. It's really bright and colorful. Like,
it reminds me.
Oh God, roaches, bed bugs. Is that what this is? Jesus
yeah.
Christ!
Yeah, it's pretty gross. It's pretty gnarly at points.
Oh man, it's
this
the type
looks
of
sweet.
It's the type of first person where sometimes there's just not even an arm. It's just like a disembodied object that you're clicking around.
I mean, that's fine. Like we've been doing that since
fine.
Half-Life.
Of course,
so.
Of course.
Yeah, I would hate to have like a person you have to direct.
Mm-hmm. And how many hours you got on this?
A handful. Still getting to know it.
I'm gonna stalk you and see what you're.
I'm just curious.
Are.
Didn't mean that as a get good.
Yeah, it doesn't really require much like lead time.
Yeah,
you just kind of jump in, and then you start. You have like a computer where you start doing jobs, and so.
So it's like pick up and play, basically. Like,
oh, 100%.
It's pretty intuitive. Like,
unfortunately, you do go through a few like boring missions. So, like, I guess just to orient you to the, and like I said, there's some time consuming stuff like the washing windows with the squeegee shit. But. And there's like this kind of weird like level up component.
What?
Yeah, where like you level up your cleaning or your like mop and shit. It's super weird.
Mop skills
it's
on
a
fleek.
Quirky ass game. Yeah.
Good job.
I wish that were actually the rating system. That'd be great. We've determined that you are on fleek.
I'm not 100% sure. Like. Oh, and they've recently added a sauna.
Great.
Like, you can build saunas in your homes now.
Okay. That sounds like some white people
I love
shit.
This. I love the style of this. I think this looks really cool. I don't know. I don't usually play games like this, but this looks pretty fun.
Yeah, even, like a lot of games that have this type of, like, aesthetic, I haven't really played, but this kind of does look fun.
Yeah.
When you came at me with, like, oh, yeah, my game is kind of like Dark Souls, I was like, oh, yeah. Pretty much the complete opposite.
Well, I mean, you know, different kind of mindsets. I think, you know, they're depending on what mood you're in when you're playing a game. Like, some people want like some really involved like craziness, and other people want to flip houses. Like, and this looks dope to me as well. Honestly, like, I might be checking this out if this is on sale again. I'm sure it will be. It's pretty new.
Add to your wish list.
Yes,
yeah,
I
think it started getting press in like May, and that's when I was like, man, I need to get that because it feels like something I could like waste a lot of my time
doing. I mean,
and I
that,
can tell
yeah.
I'm into it. It's kind of like The Sims from a first person perspective where like I'm like, where would this go? Or like, what the, you know what I mean? Like, how can I erase this ugly cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny? Like, you can like look at a game just from like a, you know, from a trailer, just take a look at it and be like, oh yeah, I can see spending a lot of time on this. Mm-hmm. Like this is up my alley. So I think
that happened
cool.
to me.
Yeah, me too. I'll definitely check this out though. House flipper.
Yeah, I hope that, like I said, I hope they get these mechanics together, and it'll be real cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how games are nowadays; they send out like multiple patches after the fact, and like actually make a playable game once it's released.
Well, so, you know, if that's what it takes, my $20 to get them going, then that's fine with me.
Yeah. Consider it a down payment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Eric, go.
Me. All right. Don't know why I had to clear my throat. Oh gosh. So I've been playing, I beat the main story of this game literally yesterday. It's called Nio. It's a game that came out for the PlayStation.
How do you spell that?
N-I-O-H. I think I'm saying it right. It's Japanese. It came out last year for PlayStation 4 and computer, just recently. Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of like action, 3D action game, like, you know, like Bayonetta or whatever, where it's like really fast paced.
Woo, $50. You're going to have to sell me on this one.
You're going to have to sell me on this one.
All right. Well, here's part of the sell. I got it when it was on 30. So wait for that winter sale.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Maybe on this one. Put it on the wish list. I'll get this on the wish list for you. I don't know what else I can do.
I'm excited.
From that point on. But so this is the same people who, this is the development studio is called Team Ninja. These are the same people who made the Ninja Gaiden games for Xbox and the Dead or Alive fighting series with the huge tits on the women. Not endorsing it, just saying, you know, it was a different time.
Oh my God, we're all adults here.
It was a different time then in game development. We've all matured. We have.
Yeah, right. But
we're all hashtag woke.
When are titties going to be realistic in games again? Come on.
Excellent question.
That is a good question.
I mean, I think, the better question is, like, when is the gaming player base, buying base, like, not going to be 80% male or, like, whatever? Those two things will probably intersect for games like that.
It's like, why do men need fake titties, like, so much?
I don't know.
Let's jump into the psyche of the male gamer.
but okay, if I could get back to this game,
every game for women doesn't have like men with like huge bulges. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it should.
It should. We're in Me Too. It should come to games also. Like him too. Also has a huge bulge. Anyway, about this game. they actually refrain. The women character that they have in this game is not like that. They've learned
lessons. I'm looking at it now. It's Steam.
But anyway.
It's realistic.
Anyway. So this is
In the way that women look, it's not realistic. Otherwise, it's like demons and shit.
Right. There are demons, right? So this is a game that's been... I want to give you guys some background, if you don't mind. This is a game that's actually been in development since 2004. It's one of these games like with a really long gestation period. And so that ends up kind of showing up in the story, which is absolute hot nonsense. It's like all over the place. You play an Irishman named... what is your fucking name? William Kelly. Based on a real life historical figure, a guy who like shipwrecked on Japan and ended up becoming a samurai. So you're an Irishman in Japan, whole fish out of the water scenario. And somehow you end up in the middle of the Japanese civil war between Tokugawa Ieyasu and Ishida Mitsunari. Separately as a Total War fan, Shogun Total War fan, this was pretty cool to me. Kind of be a part of the history in that way. But the story makes absolutely no sense. And the story is why you don't play this game. Like it doesn't make any sense at all. The reason you play this game, gentlemen and gentlewomen, is because you kill
everything.
Is because you kill some really cool looking demons based on Japanese mythology and is like so fucking up my alley. And it has perhaps the most complex and gratifying. This gin's fucking me up.
Ooh, yeah, man.
The most gratifying combat system I think I've played in a 3D action game to date. It's
like, that was a bold statement.
Better than Dark Souls, okay.
Better than Dark Souls because it is a little faster paced. It gives you like kind of like more tools and options with which to fight back against
these
ridiculous demons. Oh my god, I've had so much anxiety playing this game.
Really?
Oh
wow.
Yeah.
These are like demon spawns from my wildest dreams. Like this is
yes, your nightmares.
Fucking wild.
Imagine encountering these things for the first time and you don't know what to do against them. They slaughter you. But I feel like I should explain like what exactly like what a Souls game is. Like I tell you guys like it's a Dark Souls game, but not a lot of people know what that is. What a Dark Souls game is basically your stomach is twisting the knot the whole time. There are like a set number of save points that you can like dump your experience points at and level up. You get your experience points obviously by killing horrifying creatures that can kill you in two hits easily. Right. So you die a lot.
On purpose, by design.
On purpose, by design, traps, monsters, whatever. You die a lot in this game. And the catch is that you have a second shot after you die to go back to where you died and collect your fallen experience points. Your fallen stuff. Yeah. If you don't, you lose everything and it fucking blows. So put that on top of like huge, like intersecting multi-layered stages and like insanely tough bosses that takes like dozens of times to beat. And you have a game that I love so much and it's an abusive relationship. Really liking it. I've like made like sounds in this game that I haven't made in like a long time. I was just like, ugh, what? You kidding me? Like, no!
Just pissed.
Like, just by myself in my room, like, 2 a.m. prime game time.
Yep.
just like, freaking out. And I've been, like, loving every moment of it. So.
Nice.
So, highly recommend Nioh if you want to throw away, like, 100 hours on being anxious. And feeling good about yourself once you like overcome these like seemingly insurmountable challenges.
This actually seems pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, like, man.
The $50 is a bit much, but
well, wait for it to go on sale. That's what I did. Yeah.
These
damn,
monsters
bro.
Are legit.
Yeah, man.
Nightmare fodder, though.
Do you need some cash?
But
yeah, these monsters are super scary. I'm just looking at all the photos.
They are scary, honestly. Like. But you can win. It's like one of these games.
But you can
that,
win.
I promise.
You can win.
I promise.
I'm like pumping you up.
It's doable.
I'm pumping you up. Like, it's
you
one
can
of these
do
games.
It.
It's one of these games that never feels unfair, even as you're dying like a million times. Like you always know like what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like you're like, oh, okay. So like, I need to like watch the boss more closely. Like when he fucking scratches his nose. That's when I need to get out of the way, or like
that's when you
or whatever. Like, so it's right. One of those nice old school game if you're wanting a challenge. So that's Nioh. That's Nioh, guys. Any questions?
Class. I mean, no. This looks legit. Fine, I'll add it to my wish list. Fine.
Thank you.
Fine.
That means a lot. That honestly means a lot. Thank you.
Fine.
I recommend
if it goes below $30, I'll consider it.
I recommend having a controller if you're playing it on PC because otherwise.
Oh, dude, I don't play PC games with a keyboard. That's not me.
Okay, I'm just talking to the people out there.
Wait, what do you play them with?
I plug in my Xbox controller. Well, it depends on the game. Like, you know, RTS games. I plug in my Xbox controller
for certain games. For certain games, right?
Yeah, for like Skyrim or like this game, I would.
Well, then why don't you just use your Xbox?
I don't have an Xbox.
This game's not out on Xbox. PlayStation and computer.
Daniel, you are
everybody.
The biggest freak I've ever heard of.
PC Master Race, Nina. That's why.
Oh
PC
my
Master
God,
Race.
Stop. Don't use that expression.
The political climate's a little charged right now. It wasn't so much when that game, when that term came about, it was
no,
a different time.
Bro, those were always like the racist, like white dudes on the internet, like using that phrase on Reddit.
That's
I swear
fair.
To God.
To be fair, I was at the fucking counter protest yesterday in DC.
Oh, true. Oh. True. I know. I know. I'm just saying.
Nobody's questioning your credentials here, Dan. Don't worry.
That's right. I will say. Shit, nah, that just doesn't have the same oomph. PC is better.
PC is better. I don't want to say the word, but yeah. The two words together.
I'm not able to say that.
Unless, segue, unless you want to play Nintendo shit. Okay, so the game I have to bring, I found out about because Eric and Alex were talking about it like in passing at some point when we were talking about our indie game that came out on the Switch.
Our friend Alex Cohen on a previous podcast. Yes.
He has been on the cast several a time. And y'all mentioned it, and then I looked at the trailer, and like you said, it's one of those games where I saw the trailer, and I was like, fuck, I want to play this. And I did. And I believe it was, I want to say in February of this year it came out for the Switch. Anyway, it got ported to the Switch. I don't know exactly when. I got it for the Switch. It came out
What's the name, Dan?
On Steam. The should I just say the name? Let's do it. The name is Night in the Woods. So this game started as a Kickstarter in like 2013, I believe, around then, and had a huge outpouring of support, just based on like the design of the characters and stuff. Game came out finally in 2017, cross-platform, and
bro, I'm so twisted I can't even lie right now. I haven't eaten lunch. So.
Neither have I. Nice empty stomach for both of us.
And good luck to me getting somewhere to get lunch at this point.
Why would you do that?
I forgot.
Yeah, we're not smart.
And she's like, I'm going to shotgun this beer. Fuck it. Fuck it, man.
Rasa.
No, Dan, I've had my eye on this game as well. Sorry to interrupt, but when Alex...
No, not at all.
Alex told me about this as well, I just loved the visual style of it, and I'm always all about like narrative-heavy games like this, so I can't wait to hear you talk more about it, because this is definitely the next game on the Switch that I'm going to buy if I ever finish what I already have. So,
yeah, it's... PC, Mac, and then it says Steam, which I'm assuming is Steam OS. I don't know what else that means.
Mm-hmm. But it's on the Switch.
And then, of course, on the Switch. It's on the Switch, which is what matters. That's where I got it. It came out on Steam on, like, this is not a new game. This came out in, like, 2017. Yeah, February of 2017. Ever since then, they've released, like, small little things, like little story patches, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, after releasing it, they had patches that just added a little bit of story here and there.
Yeah.
Or changed a couple things.
I'm noticing a theme between this and House Flipping Simulator. Like, no game ever releases complete, does it?
I mean, right. That happened with, what's it called? No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. Well. That's another podcast, by the way, Dan. We should talk about that sometime. But
yeah. I know. Okay, so this game, into this game. What captivated me was the visual style. I was like, holy shit, I love this. This is beautiful. The illustrator and designer of the game fucking nailed it. And he's just an illustrator by trade. And it's somewhere between, like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. Very cutesy, and it takes place in a Rust Belt town. It's supposed to be based in Pennsylvania, like Rust Belt, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. They didn't really explicitly say that, but that's where the people who made the game are from.
It reminds me of like a Limbo or like
Inside.
Well, the way I describe it to people is the vibe is very, it's very like Stranger Things meets like H.P. Lovecraft almost. Mm. I don't know. It's very like Stranger Things setting.
Wolfenstein at all?
No,
Wolfenstein. Not sorry, Wolfenstein. Wolf Among Us.
Is it like a
like The Walking Dead?
Yeah, like Telltale games. Like you choose your story. Like is it dialogue heavy? It seems like it is though. Like
it's extremely dialogue heavy. That it is. Okay, I thought you meant like post apocalyptic.
Sort of like, no. I just mean like you're navigating through dialogue and through situations
dialogue.
Multiple endings.
There's a lot of fun little mini games that are really great. There's two endings with like, you know, there's like expandable endings, but there's two like different routes you can go, like two main routes with a bunch of other stuff that changes some of the outcomes at the end.
So she's very like dropped story out of heavy. College.
Yeah, what's the general gist?
Yeah, so the premise. The premise is all the people are anthropomorphized animals, which leads to a lot of
love
furry
that.
Jokes.
Love that.
But so she's this cat girl that drops out of college at the age of 20. And when you start the game, you don't know why. And goes home
to, you know, her sleepy Rust Belt town, and then starts hanging out with, you know, her high school friends, and like one friend from childhood that wasn't a friend in high school. And it's kind of just hanging out with them, and then like shit goes down while you're hanging out with them. And you choose one friend to get like closest to throughout the whole thing, which is what changes the ending and the dialogue and whatnot. I have played this game. I'm literally on my fourth playthrough.
Wow.
And there's so much content. Yeah, the reason I played it so much is there's so much shit that you miss the first like two, even three times, unless you're like looking up guides on how to get every fucking little bit of story out of the game.
I love that.
And they hide like, yeah, they hide a lot of story in there, and a lot of cool, crazy shit. The vibe is also very, very, I don't know, pertinent to like now. Like, there's a part where you go to a party and like this person who's hosting the party is like this trans chick, and she's like, "No fascists at this fucking party." It's like, you don't talk. She's like, "You don't talk that shit out. You punch that shit out," or something like that. And it's like,
fuck,
that's,
yeah,
that's awesome. And it's just shit like that that's very like in the zeitgeist of now. You know, like, it's very still like fucked by the recession, fucked by like, you know, it's an old cold town. So there's like stories of like strikes going up against like the fucking military and the, you know, the state and federal military and shit like that. So there's a lot of like undertones of like, you know, like militarization of like unions and shit. It's wild. It's really well done. The story is really good. There's a couple mini games in here that are genuinely impressive. There's one called Demon Tower that like you get one of the characters like installs it on your computer, and it is a like Legend of Zelda, you know, like the first Legend of Zelda game style game that is extremely hard, and it is like a game in and of itself. There is some of the mini games are like super like you can like steal shit, and it's just very like simplistic 2D drawing style, and those are fun. But yeah, the Demon Tower one is like one of the crazier mini games within the game itself. Also, there's like you get to three times, I believe, in the game, do like a Guitar Hero mini game with your friends, is like band, you know, like jamming with your friends kind of thing. Yeah, it's just nice. So good. Like, I this is literally one of my favorite games now ever, because I like it hit me like right in the fucking feels so hard every time.
My weak point, my feels.
Yeah. Any like anime nerd, that's their weak point.
My feels.
Right in the fucking Kokoro.
Uh-oh. That's me too. Yeah.
I'll bet my roommate would like it.
It just fucking gets me every time. Every time I play it. The first time I played it and finished it, I was like, for like an hour in like a weird funk, I was like, man, what a fucking game. And then I was, you know, I feel like I got a lot out of it, but maybe that funk was a little weird for an hour. But
so it's like melancholy.
Extremely. I mean, the catchphrase, if you go to the website of the fucking game, the catchphrase of the game is, at the end of everything, hold on to anything. And it's like, what's interesting is like, they, you know, you play as this cat girl, but she is wearing a shirt that is a null symbol. And like the null symbol is really big for people who are gender non-binary. And she like shows a lot of gender non-binary traits throughout the game. Like, people are asking like, oh, what's your ideal date? And like randomly one little dialogue bit, and she's like, oh, you know, like dude, chick, whatever, as long as they're cool.
Like a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, as long as they're cool.
Not a dick.
And like likes like watches wrestling or some shit like that. Like, it was just hilarious. Yeah, it's just really cool shit like that. Like, she has this like gender non-binary vibe about her, but also like a fucking cool female protagonist. But there's also like mental health things in the game.
It looks super rad.
Not to spoil anything, but yeah, there's like there's topics of like mental health, but also like being like, I don't know, there's like a Stranger Things, H.P. Lovecraft type of like weird monster horror fiction type shit. It's
pretty
well
dope.
It's good. Yep. There's Agreed. Themes of like capitalism sucks. That it has everything.
It's got it all.
Your biggest criteria right now.
I know. yeah, that about wraps it up for me. I love this game. Gets me in the feels. It's literally one of my favorite games now of ever, because of just how well it got me in the feels, and how, like, I don't know, it just felt like a great story and experience.
So it feels like you'd be playing this your whole life, maybe. Like, you want to go back. Well, I love how this looks, Dan. I mean, I definitely want to check it out.
Is it on your wish list?
It is on my wish list, yes.
There you go.
I like that we all respect...
Literally or figuratively?
No, no, I put it on the Switch Wii list. I trust Dan. I trust Dan implicitly. Shit. Yeah.
Commitment.
Mm-hmm. I want some explicit trust, though. I don't want this implicit bullshit.
What? Wow.
Right?
Somebody's needy.
Right now. Somebody needs affirmation.
Yeah, I don't think Sadie would disagree with you.
I do as well. My heart is broken right now. All right.
Yes. Okay. Good games. Thank you for coming, y'all. Thank you for listening, everyone. We're going to try to continue doing this segment. It's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Peace.
Repetitive sedatives like every better win. Never remembering every degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them live the setting like sediment. I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy. Rage against machine. Bitter J-Rock. K-Dot. Switch it up. Gangsta. Getting on my stage props. Dilla with the beats and catch me singing like I'm
A. As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila.
Call me Eshwa. Running out of time with the Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts, yeah, that's for all your gum smack, mud flaps, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex bars.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it. Top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/tequila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/tequila.
Regis kids are just in front and like Jesus and elitist. Pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of it.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/tequila.
That's for all your Joe rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag, no half, low grab.
You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast.
Watchlist, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women.
The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all.
Ride out. They ain't praising my same, my miracle. They ain't in my butt. Ride out. They ain't praising my same, my